As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Pirelli Scorpion Weather Active. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive. You can go to TireRack.com/Dan. That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Whoa, okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome to the program. It's hour one, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Come on in, stay a while. Got a lot to chop up today. Only 3 hours to do it. Final day for shipping from danpatrick.com. So if you're going to order something, this is the last day you can do it, and we can make sure that it's going to get there in time for the holidays. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address, dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle at dpshow. Say good morning to Peacock, our streaming partner, and our radio affiliates around the country. Play of the day, stat of the day, poll question, all of that coming up. It took a few games, maybe a few games longer than we thought, but Steph finally broke the three-point record last night, hitting five threes in the win over the Knicks. He moves past the Hall of Famer Ray Allen's decade-long record, and he made it on his second three. And he broke the story at the Mecca of basketball, Madison Square Garden. And the Garden, when you start to think about all the great memories, Reggie Miller had 8 points in 9 seconds. Reggie on the call last night with TNT. Kobe goes for 61. That was back in 2009. Michael Jordan's famous double nickel game. Willis Reed playing hurt against the Lakers in the NBA Finals. The NBA greats have all had moments at Madison Square Garden. You know, usually it's the opposition having great moments at the Garden. Last night's performance gives Steph Curry two great moments there. I go back to that 2013 game, and really it was an NBA coming out party for him. He had 54 against the Knicks. 8 years later, that little kid from Davidson was back. And this time, it wasn't to announce his arrival to the NBA. It was to cement his status as the greatest shooter of all time. Here's Steph Curry after the game.
I think everybody talks about what the greatest shooter ever and all that conversation. And you know, my respect for Reggie and Ray, guys who set the bar for what it meant to be a sharpshooter, to have the longevity as well. And for me, I've tried to own that in my journey in terms of range, volume, efficiency, all those things go into it. So I pride myself on shooting a high percentage. I pride myself on allowing that to help us win games. And now I can pride myself on the longevity of getting to that number that Ray set. And hopefully pushing it to a number that nobody can reach. We'll see what happens. But that's something that the balance of volume and efficiency for me is the standard that I wanted to set. I never want to call myself the greatest shooter until I got this record. So I'm comfortable saying that now.
And he can say it, and there are very few who can argue. Now, you're going to get people who nitpick, as he really hit a big shot in a big moment. All right. If that's your argument, run with it. I don't know how far you're going to run with it, but go ahead, run with it. When you talk about creativity, when you talk about imagination, when you talk about an ability to extend the game, change the game, he can go in, he can go out, he can hit mid-range, he can hit deep threes, he can get to the hoop. These are all the things, if you look at the draft profile, that people cautioned other NBA teams about if you're going to draft Steph Curry. And he's not going to be quick enough, defensive liability, probably going to be a role player, you know, maybe a shooter like his current coach, Steve Kerr, but he made himself better. And I think that's the message that should really be realized today is Steph had ankle injury. You know, they weren't sure if he was going to have an NBA career because of his ankle injury. And if you think about it, how many great players, Hall of Fame players, didn't become an All-Star until their fifth season in the NBA? And I remember when Steph was coming out, and we had him on his last 2 years at Davidson. We would have him on a couple of times, usually during the tournament, because that's when people would go, oh, that's right, that little kid at Davidson. Man, he's fun. And it seemed like it was a cute story. Steph was a cute story. And then the Minnesota Timberwolves had two first-round draft picks. Well, of course, they're going to take Steph Curry, right? No, they're going to take Johnny Flynn and Ricky Rubio. And then Steph Curry drops right into the laps of the Golden State Warriors, right before the New York Knicks.
No.
So Steph is approaching 3,000 made threes. And you start to do the math here and you go, okay, what's he going to end up with? And who can catch him? Well, there's nobody in the NBA right now who's going to catch him. Nobody's going to catch him. Because he's going to probably put up between 4,200 and 4,500 made threes when it's all said and done. Now, he's turning 34 later this year. Let's say he makes 300 per season. Now, he averages around 330, but he's not going to get that number. But let's say 300. Let's just be generous, but not to the point of over-generous. 300 made threes. So I got him up to 42, maybe 4,500 made threes. Okay. James Harden's not going to catch him. Now you can say, well, Trae Young. Well, Trae Young doesn't put up the numbers, doesn't have the made threes that Steph Curry does. He's a good shooter. But I wonder if anybody's going to approach this. Whoever's approaching this is probably in grade school right now. But I don't know what the game will be in 10 to 15 years. Are we going to have 50 three-point attempts per game? Because if you look at this seismic shift of maybe you'd have three or four attempts, and then maybe you'd have five or six. And I'm talking about teams. And now it's commonplace. You put up 30. And I wonder if somebody's going to be able to approach this record. Now, do I think it's one of those monumental records? I don't. You know, I know Steph was emotional about it. It was at the Garden. Ray Allen was there. Reggie Miller was there. His parents were there. And, you know, he probably got caught up in that moment of, you know, I've been thinking about this. I'm reminded about this. I struggled against Philadelphia. I didn't do it against Indiana. I'm going to do it at the Garden. And then I think the emotion hit him. By the way, the buzz in the Garden quickly went down after that. It's like, no, Steph, you got to stretch this out. He needed to make five threes. Then we would have had some drama. By the way, the over-under made threes, 5.5. He ended with 5.
Oh.
Yes.
Called that.
Thank you, Todd. Well done.
Very rare. Got that right on the nose there. You teased me about it. Of course, you got to put it right by the half. Felt good about that.
Okay.
Okay.
Are you going to take a victory lap?
I rarely get a chance to toot the horn, so beep, beep. I don't know. I'm not going to actually run because, you know, then I'm going to like get out of breath real fast and make those weird wheezing noises I've been making on the air.
All right. Best and worst of the weekend, Todd, start with you.
Best the way the Broncos.
Just want to bring you back to earth
right,
with
I'm
your
going for a physical tomorrow. We'll see what it's all about. If he wants to send me for tests,
you're known as the Big Gulp. That's what that
the big
was.
Big Gulp.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah. That's your new nickname, the Big Gulp.
7-Up sponsorship. 7-Eleven.
Yeah. Mountain Dew. Are you going to lie to your doctor?
I will probably say, if he goes, like, how often are you working out or whatever, I may.
No. He knows
about
that
my
you're
diet.
He can look at you and know that you're not working out.
I'd say like 3 days a week instead of 1 day a week. But as far as diet, it depends. I'll let him lead me. I don't have to give more information than I need to.
Why don't you tell him about this one breath thing that you do?
I should.
Just to make sure that there's nothing else going on.
I also
on.
Think I have like neuropathy of the bottom of my feet. Not that you asked. It's like, I feel like I'm walking on sand lately. I'm a little concerned about that. And I was Googling that late last night, and it might be something called neuropathy.
Yeah.
My toes and the bottoms of my feet feel tight.
Okay. Thank
so
you.
I don't know.
Thank you, Todd.
I ran all the lab work and everything, so we'll talk about it tomorrow.
Thank you, Todd. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Here is the call last night on Steph Curry breaking the all-time record.
Wiggins comes across, working on Fournier. Up top to Curry. Quick release and splash! There it is! The best shooter the game has ever seen has cemented his legacy. No one has made more threes than Stephen Curry. And when you consider he has many more years in his career, he might be setting a record that may never be broken.
Yeah, let's say he plays at a high level for 4 more years. He's 38, maybe 39. Now, he could morph into sort of what Ray Allen became, and that's just, you know, a specialized shooter. Because Ray, when Ray first started out, when he was with Seattle and Milwaukee, I mean, he was dunking on people. I mean, he was really athletic. And then he just kind of became the designated shooter. And maybe Steph does that. Maybe he does that for another team later in his career. But, you know, I ruffled a few feathers, I think, when I said I would look at Klay Thompson as a better shooter. Just stand and go around and shoot at different places. But it's the creativity, the imagination of getting his shot that makes Steph Curry, to me, the greatest shooter of all time. But if you said, we're just going to stand and shoot, Klay Thompson, to me, would go toe-to-toe with Steph Curry. There's a lot of guys that would go toe-to-toe with Steph Curry. There's been a lot of great shooters. And Steph is wonderful, but it's his imagination that makes him so much better than everybody else. You have to find these spots, these nooks, these crannies, off balance. He practices the shots he takes in the game. And that's another message that should be sent, or at least heard. Don't just stand there and shoot shots. Steph Curry knows he's going to be off balance going left, off balance going right, a runner here, left-handed here. He practices those shots. So it's not like you go, oh, wow. Man, that situation came up and he wasn't ready for it. It feels like he is ready for those moments. But this ability to get his shot off and being 6'2", 6'3", at the most, and you know, when he came out of Davidson, he was labeled as not having a good first step. They questioned his handle. He was a shooter and then stayed one more year at Davidson to become a point guard. But if you look at him, it looks like, you know, bring your son to school day every time you saw Steph play at Davidson. You know, the jersey was kind of hanging off of him. I don't know if he has shaved yet, but he had that ability to be able to see something. And I think it's lost on people that, you know, they're just certain brilliant basketball minds. And Steph was labeled somebody who had a really high IQ, basketball IQ. That ability to see something. You know, Gretzky had it in hockey. Magic had it. It's, I see something before you see it. And that's the genius behind all of that. You know, Tiger would take shots and you go, what? I remember Pete Sampras telling me that Roger Federer was attempting shots that Pete didn't even think of taking. So it's that creativity, that genius that you have. And that's what I always marvel with Steph, is when you watch him play, that there is this innate ability that he just sees something before it happens. And very few are able to do something like that. All right, what's the poll question? You know, I did think this last night. Has Steph Curry been good for the game of basketball?
Oh, that's double deep.
Whoa.
Level.
How about
Ooh.
That?
Whoa.
Yeah, I did think that. And I don't think he has been.
What?
I think he has been, for him, the singular aspect of what Steph does has been spectacular. But not everybody does what Steph Curry does. There are a lot of people shooting threes who have no business shooting threes. And you know what? You're the last one to know you shouldn't be shooting threes. Everybody's like, I can get hot. I can get on a roll here. And then if you watch grade school now, junior high, high school, has Steph been good for the game of basketball? I think there's probably an over-influence by Steph Curry because everybody thinks they can shoot. And you don't have to be 6'5". You don't have to be able to dunk from the foul line. All you got to do is you got to handle. Can you get the ball up in time quick enough? Go ahead, take some threes. Yeah, Paul.
Steph Curry should tape a PSA. Hi, I'm Steph Curry, and you shouldn't be shooting like me. Like, and you send it to kids yes. who are not that great.
This program brought to you by Impeller. Empower your investment portfolio with opportunities in Puerto Rico. Impeller, a new online tool that connects investors with innovative projects on the island. Available now. Impeller is your hub for investment opportunities in Puerto Rico. Learn more at investpr.org/Impeller. I can just see the headlines now. Dan Patrick says Steph Curry bad for basketball. Dan Patrick says Klay Thompson better shooter than Steph Curry. We know what I just said. And if you put it in context, I think Klay Thompson is one of the great, you know, one of those, you know, no dribble, just stand shoot that I've ever seen. But he doesn't have the creativity to be able to get those shots off. He needs help. And that's what makes Steph, to me, the greatest shooter of all time. Yes, Eden.
I'm pretty sure you just said Steph is destroying the game. It's a hot take for today.
Yeah.
Today. It's a bold take.
But yeah,
that's kind of how I interpreted
all right.
your
well,
monologue.
Then that's what I said.
Steph Curry's ruining basketball.
There are times when I watch games and I go, damn you, Steph Curry. It's not his fault. It's everybody who thinks they're Steph Curry. Yes, Tom.
Why can't both be true? He's the greatest shooter of all time, and he's destroyed the NBA.
It is. By the way, if you look at the first three NBA seasons, Steph Curry made 372 three-pointers. Trae Young made 497. Now, it should be factored in that I think one season Steph played less than 10 games. You know, he had the ankle injury, and they thought that this was going to be something that was going to cut into his longevity or that chance. So his third season, there was real doubt. Are you going to extend him? And he started like 23 games. There was a real concern. Yeah, McLovin.
I'm looking at the most threes made in a single season.
Yeah, he's got 400 he did at once. 402.
Right. There's only one young player who's in the top 10, and he's in it twice. And young under 30. Can you guess which player that is?
The most threes in a season.
Yeah.
Let me take a break.
And I got to tell you, you love him. That's why I'm bringing it up.
Let me take a break. Let's see. We'll come up with a poll question, play of the day, stat of the day, all that coming up. We'll take a break here. Back after this, Dan Patrick Show. It's amazing. Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year automatically. No limit on how much you can earn. That's pretty amazing. Even more amazing because of all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of the places in the United States that take credit cards take Discover. And that means when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing the word yes more often. Learn more. Discover.com/yes. Discover.com/yes. 2021 Nielsen report. Limitations apply. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app. It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. The 82-game preseason is in the books, and finally it's time for the real season. It's postseason time. Playoff action. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with some same-game parlays, live betting, odds boost, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use the code DPSHOW. New customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DPSHOW. Only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform. And one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Play of the day, stat of the day. Hear a little bit more from Steph Curry coming up. Also, Aaron Rodgers. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle, @DPSHOW. All right, what's the trivia question, McLovin, that you left the audience hanging in suspense?
Okay, so this one young player under 30 has three of the most prolific three-pointers made seasons of all time. He's in the top 12 of all these. He's a young player that you love and a team that only you watch.
All right. Well, there's a lot of bad teams that I watch. Trae Young.
No, even worse team. Far worse team.
Oh, far worse team. Yeah, Paul.
Based off the hint of team nobody watches but Dan does, Bradley Beal?
No, no.
Buddy?
Buddy Hield?
Buddy Hield.
Oh, my Sacramento Kings.
You look at the all-time list, he's actually higher up than you'd think already, but he's 28. I thought he was a little younger than that.
Yeah, he let me down in the NCAA tournament.
Oh, against Villanova, he got blown out.
I know. I picked Oklahoma to win it all that year. And Buddy Hield is on the trading block there in Sacramento.
He really has great numbers. Yeah. I feel like... Yeah. Should the Sixers or Lakers want that guy?
Oh, I'm sure that somebody does, but he's going to cost you. You're going to have to pay him, and what do you give up to get Buddy Hield? All right, You guys are having a discussion. When I walked out during the commercial break, McLovin and Paulie, what's the discussion?
I sent a poll question idea to McLovin.
Okay.
You need 1-3 to win game 7 of the NBA Finals. So it's not just a game. 1-3 to game 7 of the NBA Finals. I think I put Ray Allen, Steph Curry, Larry Bird, and Reggie Miller on there. Those are my four top all-time. A 3 to win an NBA title. And McLovin goes, well, Michael Jordan. And I said, no, not on the 3-point.
So is it 1 shot or 1-3?
Mine was 3.
Okay.
And McLovin suggested Michael Jordan, even though he wasn't a prolific 3-point shooter, his, would you say his clutchness?
Yeah, he's got that clutchness. I got to admit, I was thinking 1 shot. 1-3, you're right. It probably wouldn't be Jordan. But you've said that Jordan would have changed his game a little bit and moved it outside.
Yeah, he had good form. And that is if he felt like he needed that. I mean, if you had him shoot threes and you had to respect the three, my God. Because then you got to be up on him, and then you're going to try to take away the three, and then he's going to blow by you. I wouldn't put him on the list because he just didn't take enough of them. He had the great moment against Portland where he was making everything, but I know that these other players do it and did it with, you know, more frequency. I didn't think Mike was a deep shooter, but he didn't have to. Yeah, McLovin.
How about Robert Horry?
Yeah, he's done it. Absolutely. Now, you got to create your shot, too, if you're thinking about that. If you say stand alone, then Ori-Ori-O, absolutely. But I would put Kyrie Irving on here because Kyrie did it against Golden State, against Steph Curry. I mean, Kyrie won the championship with the three. It's about creating your shot because there are a lot of guys that you can be a standalone and shoot, and that's the difference. You know, Reggie was always running. And he created his shot by running and then getting that open, you know, or create an opening and then make the shot. You know, Steph could beat you. Jordan could beat you off the dribble. Ray, earlier in his career, was beating you off the dribble. Dame Lillard, beating you off the dribble. I mean, that's the hard part, is getting the separation, creating the shot. Because the guy who stands needs somebody to create, so you are alone. That Robert Horry was alone to hit those shots. Or Klay Thompson's alone to hit those shots. Yeah, McLovin.
I keep thinking of Ray Allen's three when he was with the Heat against the Spurs. There is no more clutch.
That was huge. Huge. Yeah, Paul.
Something I've been thinking about, and you're the perfect person to ask. Pete Maravich played from 1970 to 1980, and he was a very good player. His numbers are very good. Not like his college numbers. The three-point line didn't come in until the 79-80 season, and that's when Pete was on, I guess you'd say, his last legs. He was not a good player. In the first season the three-point line was available, he shot 66% from three. Not volume, but he was that good. If the three-point line were there for Pete Maravich's entire career, would he be Steph Curry?
I don't know if he'd be Steph.
Would he have been dramatically better than the other deep shooters in the league?
Well, Pete was a scorer. You know, it was about volume with him. And if you go back to, he averaged 45 a game in college with no three-point shot. And I remember asking Dale Brown, the former LSU head coach, he went back and found the shooting charts of Pete Maravich when he was at LSU. Now, keep in mind, he's taking shots that if he takes a 17-footer or a 19-footer, it didn't matter. They only counted two. So Pete would have used the three-point line in college. Pete would have averaged probably 54 points a game. According to Dale Brown, when Dale sent me the shooting charts, and he said he went back and he was looking at where Pete was shooting from in college, he would have probably averaged over 50 points per game. Now, his dad was coach. He was able to shoot, and he did freely. Teams knew Pete was going to get 45. They just tried to shut down everybody else. But he's as good a scorer as I've ever seen and able to do it in a variety of ways. When you look back on him against the Knicks, when Pete put up 68 on the Knicks, and the Knicks were a good defensive team at the time, and they had three different guys rotating on Maravich. Dean Meminger, I think Walt Frazier was on him. And he had 68 and could have had 80 in that game. He had that ability. Imagine you score so many points that you get bored with scoring, and it felt like Pete got bored with scoring. Like, he wanted degree of difficulty. He loved fancy passing. You know, he was a showman out there. And so is Steph. I mean, there's the entertainer in you that comes out. Like, he wants to entertain. You know, there's certain guys who played, and like, Kareem wasn't an entertainer. Kareem was just great. You know, Charles Barkley was an entertainer. Kobe, an entertainer. Like, they wanted that. It's like a lead singer in a band. Or not even having a band. You were just you, a standalone solo artist. And you had that ability to go out there in the biggest moments and embrace those. And Maravich was like that in college, and to a certain degree in the pros when he was with New Orleans and Atlanta, later in his career with the Boston Celtics. Bird, I always thought, was an entertainer, even though you would never get that from him. But I think there was I can make a pass, I can shoot this left-handed. He had some panache to his game that you normally don't think he does, but I thought he was an entertainer. Magic obviously was an entertainer. Like, they loved the moment. They loved the spotlight. They ate it up. Certain players were just methodical. You know, they're just great players, but they didn't do it with I got to make this entertaining or more flair involved in this. Yeah, McLovin.
Can I present a buzzkill system argument for a
second?
Sure. Is it, what if Mark Jackson had stayed at Golden State and he wouldn't let Steph shoot all those shots? Maybe it could have gone differently. You know, did they invent the system for Steph, or was he so good that they invented the system, or was it a combination of both? Because they started opening up their offense and flying around. But Mark Jackson, he never had those big numbers.
Well, Mark was more of a defensive minded guy. And I think Steve Kerr, even though Steve's one of the great shooters of all time, Steve had to be convinced that Steph could do this on a consistent basis. Because I think when we first started talking to Steve about Steph, he said that he was taking shots that he didn't like that he was taking these shots. But he said he's making these shots. And I think then you had Clay. So he realized what he had. So instead of saying, hey, I want you to play to my system, he created a system for them. And I think that's really part of the genius here. But Mark Jackson deserves a victory lap too, because he saw greatness in Steph. He certainly saw it in Klay Thompson. Because I remember talking to Mark Jackson, and I said, why don't you trade Klay for Kevin Love? That was a big topic at the time. And he goes, Klay is... he might be the best two guard. He goes, he's a great defender. He's a great shooter. Now, you're not thinking that, because here's Kevin Love, who's putting up 30 points and 30 rebounds in a game one night. He was averaging 25 and 13. And I'm thinking, God, could you imagine him with Golden State? Klay was averaging 18. But then you started to realize that Klay was, you know, just getting his confidence. And he was not, and he didn't shy away from the moment. But Mark Jackson knew, and I remember him telling me, and he would remind me, he'd just say, Klay Thompson. And I go, yeah, you're right. So Mark deserves a lot of credit, too, for that system that they have there. I still go back to Loyola Marymount, you know, with what was created by Paul Westhead. And that ability to, we're gonna give you two, we're taking three, and we want to run. I mean, that's a unique system. And a lot of teams are doing that now. And, you know, you did have Hank Gathers and Bo Kimble, and they weren't three-point shooters. But he created this system that was, we're taking a three, we're giving you a two. Because back then, people, you know, you weren't buying into, we're going to take threes. And then... people started to look at what they were doing and how dangerous they were, and then they started implementing that system slowly. Remember when Bob Knight in Indiana beat UNLV for the national title with Steve Alford? We thought, oh my God, Indiana can't score enough points, and you know they're not going to be shooting three. Well, That's when the three-pointer came to light in college basketball, because Indiana beat UNLV at its own game by shooting. I mean, Alford was great shooting threes. Now, back then, you still weren't shooting that many. It wasn't volume, but you did start to see it become more of a weapon. Yeah, McLovin.
No, I always find fascinating system-wise. Pat Riley had the Showtime Lakers, and then he turned it into pro wrestling in the 90s.
Yes. His ability to win with magic, and then he can make it Greco-Roman wrestling. And it was, let's score 130 to let's score 88. And, you know, he was successful. And then with the Miami Heat, building the Miami Heat, you know, so he built winners at three different stops there with three different kind of systems that he had. All right. So what's the poll question we're going to go with?
Okay. We actually have up on the site, is Steph Curry ruining basketball? I'm sorry. Is that too strong a word? You said, is he good for the game?
No, because people aren't going to understand that.
Jeez.
Like, you got to say it, but you have to say, as you said earlier, not is he ruining the game or bad for basketball. I wondered if in the moment last night, as he's being celebrated, has he been good for the game from the standpoint of everybody seeing Steph Curry and want to be like Steph Curry? It'd be like if I picked up the guitar and wanted to be Jimi Hendrix. Well, Hendrix, I mean, look at that. Anybody can do that. I mean, the only thing I could do that Hendrix did is I could light it on fire, and that'd be it. Yes, yeah, Eden.
Your phrasing is so interesting, because when you hear, has he been good for the game, I'm not sure he has.
Yeah.
It's the other way of saying that is, has he been bad for the game? Yes.
It's not his fault.
No.
It's the imitators. That's what I'm trying to say. But I'm gonna be criticized here. Yeah. Oh, Mr. I don't do hot takes has got a hot take. Yes, Bowie.
Mahomes bad for the league? Question mark. That's next.
Bad for quarterbacking. It'd be like if you'd said try to emulate Mahomes or Aaron Rodgers. Carson Palmer, who played the game, said, we tell our young quarterbacks, whatever you do, don't try to emulate Aaron Rodgers. Because Rodgers does it in a way that you go, huh? Or Patrick Mahomes. There's certain guys where you go, I don't know how they do it, but I want to do it. Yeah, McLovin.
I think it's the same exact argument. I've seen young quarterbacks try no looks and throw it right into the linebacker's head.
Yeah.
I think it's very similar. I think you're right.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't agree that Steph Curry's overrated, like you said earlier.
I didn't say he was overrated.
You've said he's underrated many times, actually.
Yes. Like, you know, I picked him to be MVP last year. I picked Golden State to win the West this year.
You've been very consistent. I was joking.
I love Golden State. You know, they play defense. They're a formidable team. And Klay's coming back. But it's just everybody wants to be like Steph Curry. And because of his brilliance, that everybody thinks they can do that. And the fact that he's, you know, if he was Luka, like Luka's different. You know, Luka's 6'7", 6'8", you know, 260. Steph could walk in and you go, that's Steph Curry? I mean, he would look like a normal person coming in. If he walked onto the playground and you didn't know who he was, he's going to wait a little while before he gets picked, probably. Yeah, McLovin.
You have the ultimate walk-off on Steph Curry. You actually told the Minnesota Timberwolves GM on air, you should draft this guy. David Kahn.
Before the draft, I said to David Kahn, you should draft Steph Curry.
That's your lollipop, too. I know that. You love it. I mean, it's like your all-day sucker is Steph Curry. I love it. He's probably in your basement right now playing video games with your kids.
I tried to tell David Kahn. I tried to tell him.
That's
Steph
harsh.
Curry. I know. Every time I'd have him on, and then I would remind him that he should have taken Steph Curry. Yeah, Paul.
David Kahn was there at Madison Square Garden last night. Working the concession stand in Tier 2.
That's not nice.
He's probably doing very well for me.
Yeah, I'm sure he is.
Not true.
Sure.
That's mean-spirited, Paul.
I don't know if he was working there or not.
David Kahn showed Spike Lee to his seat. He showed Del Curry to his seat.
Not nice.
No, not nice at all. Yeah, McClellan.
He accused you of having Steph Curry playing video games in your basement.
Yeah, I know. It's not true that he wasn't playing video games in my basement. He was not. All right, we'll take a break. We'll settle on a poll question. Play of the day is coming up next. Oh, I can just see the headlines, what I've created. This is where the audience will go to bat for me, and then they'll say, you got to hear it in context. At least I hope they will. Yes, Todd.
While everyone was celebrating Steph Curry, one famous talk show host decided to take things in an ugly direction.
Oh, boy. Play of the day is up next. Just found out yesterday that two more graduates of Full Sail University's Dan Patrick School of Sportscasting got jobs on the air. It's been almost 4 years since we announced that we were starting the School of Sportscasting, and we have over 400 active students, over 100 graduates. They get hands-on experience in a variety of areas. They're learning all the facets of the industry, being in the studio, in the control room, in the press box, in front of the camera, behind the camera. If you're going to do play-by-play, our students come out ready for a job, and our grads are proving that. If you or anybody you know is looking to get into this field, give our school a look. In about half the time, you can earn your bachelor's degree. You earn that degree in sportscasting, not journalism, not communications, sportscasting. You can choose to earn your degree online or on Full Sail's beautiful campus in Orlando, Florida. To learn more about the Dan Patrick School of Sportscasting, go to fullsail.edu/Dan Patrick. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week, explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save up to $800 on select Sleep Number smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Toyo tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan. You'll see the Toyo test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Oh, my God.
The play. The play is called play. Of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
They're going to play it and play it.
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
Wiggins comes across, working on 48. Up top to Curry. Quick release and splash! There it is! The best shooter the game has ever seen has cemented his legacy. No one has made more threes than Stephen Curry.
That's courtesy of 95.7 The Game, the Warriors Radio Network. Steph has made 52 three-pointers at Madison Square Garden, most by any active player. He averages 4.7 made three-pointers at MSG, the most of any road venue that he's played in at least 10 times. That's your play of the day. Play of the day is brought to you by MasterClass. Remember Steph Curry was teaching MasterClass how to shoot last year?
It's awesome, his MasterClass.
Yeah.
So good.
You can get that gift. Give the gift of MasterClass unlimited access to online classes from the world's best, and you can give one annual MasterClass membership. Then you get one free at MasterClass.com/Patrick. Terms do apply. All right, let's pick a poll question there, McLovin.
Okay, we actually did put up, has Steph Curry been good for the game? 74% said yes. I think we should go with if you have one three-pointer.
Mm.
Question is, who do you put on there? Obviously, Steph, Ray Allen,
Reggie
Miller. Then do you put Bob Horry? I think you do.
Big shot Bob. Do you put Larry Bird on there?
And then Larry Bird.
See, it's too tough. There are too many great shooters.
Okay. You know, Todd brought up a question. Do you want to be the guy who got shot over on that last play? Alec Burks will go down in NBA history.
Nah, nobody's going to care.
Nobody wants. Okay.
Now, who gave up Barry Bonds' record-breaking home run?
Gosh, the only name, no, I have no idea. I know Al Downing gave up Hank Aaron's.
Yeah, that's it.
That's the only one, yeah.
Do you know who gave up Roger Maris' home run? I think it was Tracy Stollard, but like it's so you don't remember that. Yes.
But guys in that position love to talk about it.
Yeah.
Right? Like, how many people have we had on and been like, oh, you played in Kobe's 81 when he scored 81?
Yeah.
You were in that game? He's like, yeah, he put up 30 on me. And it's kind of a cool story. I wouldn't mind being that guy.
I remember saying something to Jack Billingham. He was a pitcher for the Cincinnati Reds, and he gave up Hank Aaron's 714th home run. And I remember joking with him about it. And I said, yeah, you know, something about, hey, you gave up number 714 to Hank. Like, we were sitting around with a bunch of former Cincinnati Reds players. And I remember giving him a little grief. And he goes, how many bleeping home runs did you give up in the show? And I go, none. He goes, yeah, at least I was there to give up a home run. I go, okay.
The show.
Yeah. I know they call it the show. None. I could have given up a lot of home runs in this show, but I remember Jack Billingham scolding me. Yes, McLovin.
A guy who made a career out of it was Ralph Branca, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
For Bobby Thompson.
Bobby Thompson's famous home run.
We did have a discussion. What's the worst getting shot on? Choices are Craig Elo, Ryan Russell, Tyronn Lue getting stepped over by Allen Iverson.
Oh.
Ooh. I threw in Michael Cooper getting dunked on by Dr. J. I don't know if there are more.
Well, if it's going to happen, you want to be in a play where somebody's legendary. You don't want to be in a play where it's some nobody who does something to you. Man, I mean, Brian Russell got pushed by Jordan. Craig Elo, he just kept going up, and then he started to come back down, and Michael kept going up and then hit the shot. Ty Lue with Allen Iverson, that was mean. Michael Cooper, you could see Michael Cooper when Doc is, you know, going to cradle it And then Mike goes up, and then he goes, nope, I'm ducking. I'm ducking for cover there. I'd probably want to be Michael Cooper just because I'm like, I wasn't afraid of Doc. I was up there. It just, he kept going up. Yeah, Seton.
Speaking of, it just keeps going up, Vince Carter
over Frederick Weiss.
Frederick Weiss.
That one's bad.
Fredo has no second act. Like, Craig Elo and Byron Russell were good NBA players. Frederick Weiss, nothing else.
Yeah. Yeah, Todd.
But doesn't the significance of the shot to a certain extent dictate what we think about that also when you see Michael Jordan's reaction over Elo when there's something more on the line?
Okay, who was guarding Ray Allen when he hit the shot to beat the San Antonio Spurs? Who was guarding Robert Horry when he hit big shots? Nobody knows. Nobody remembers.
But how much is it the name, remembering the name versus every time if you see a photo or video of that, then that's, you know, for that person we were talking about, you don't want to be the Nick. But you want to be able to say, look, I did that. And anytime anyone sees a picture of that or an LFT or video of that, that's you. That's you in that shot. So, like, what? I don't know if they care about, like, that their name is remembered, but they're
what
always.
What did you say? LFT?
What is it? The little.
It's an NFT.
NFT, whatever it is. What is an LFT?
I have no idea.
I think you just invented it.
BLT you're thinking of.
Yeah.
LFT?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I think LFT has to do with blood work. I think. I meant to say NFT.
Thank you, Todd.
But I don't think these guys care like their name is remembered
okay,
as much
I'm
as, look, that's
me. Understand.
Right,
do you want to be
yes,
the guy?
I do.
Okay. All right. That's,
I think it would be cool to be attached
Alec Burks,
to that.
No one's going to remember. Nobody cares.
But I think it's special for him because he's not going to have some Hall of Fame career or anything like that. That may be the only thing that he's got to be able to point to when they have a picture or a video of that. That was me in that moment.
Okay, if that's all you have to show for your career,
and
you
the millions
didn't have
of
a
dollars
career.
That you get paid.
Yeah,
to be
you didn't have a career. Yeah, Paul.
I think the toughest part, speaking for all of us who can't jump, Craig Elo embodied the white guy can't jump thing. His arm is flailing back at Jordan. Jordan is just sitting there in the air for a little bit, and Elo's little arm is going backwards. He was a very good player. But the visual of that, we know we can't jump. You don't have to personify it.
Yeah, Craig Elo, I go back to, this is probably 1984, and it's the Celtics and the Rockets. And I remember prior to NBA Finals games, Craig Elo worked out as if he was practicing. This is prior to the game. He didn't play in the game. And I kept thinking, man, this guy really works out hard. And then he eventually went to the Cleveland Cavaliers. And then he was a good player for the Cavs. And then that moment where the defense broke down, or Mike broke down the defense, and Jordan hit that shot, put his team into the playoffs. And then the other moment that Craig Elo had was – Larry Bird once said to him on the floor, I think it was, where's your mom? Like, he was saying, did your mom drop you off at the game? He looked like he was a little kid. And Bird's like, your mom dropped you off here? LFT is that liver function test on?
An LFT would be a liver function test, a blood test that can provide information about how well your liver is working or if it's under stress.
Not an NFT.
Not a non-fungible, fungible token. It's the LFT measures the levels of a number of proteins and enzymes produced by your liver cell.
All right. Thank you, Todd.
So hopefully that clarified that.
No, it didn't. All right, so we're going to stay with that poll question.
We're going to put up you get 1 3-point shot. See who
right,
people vote
right.
for. I'm curious.
All right. I love Draymond Green's reaction to Steph Curry's 3-point shot last night. We'll have that for you coming up. And we'll hear on from Aaron Rodgers on questions about his future. And is he going to take a game off in the final month of the season? Have that for you coming up. Rodney Harrison, former Patriot, is going to join us a little bit later on as well. And more on Steph Curry's memorable night. 1 hour in the books, two more to go. Seton Pauley, Fritchie McLovin, yours truly here on the Dan Patrick Show. One more item. We close out this first hour. The second latest bedtime for Sleep IQ sleepers was Christmas Eve, right behind New Year's Eve. The worst average Sleep IQ scores occurred on New Year's Eve, Christmas Eve, and the 4th of July. We know quality sleep is essential for optimum health, performance, and well-being. And the holiday season can be festive and fun, but also very stressful. Gift shopping, decorating, hosting, traveling, it takes a toll. So quality sleep is essential. There's a few tips that Sleep Number will mention to you. A pre-bedtime routine tells your body when it's time to unwind. How about a screen-free bedroom? Save up to $500 on the select Sleep Number 360 smart beds during the Sleep Number holiday savings event, plus special financing for a limited time. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com/Patrick. Subject to credit approval, minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com/Patrick for details. Sleep Number, the official sleep and wellness partner of the National Football League.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit dexcom.com/compatibility.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.